talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Mark Belusis. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, so we begin 9:02 on this Sunday morning. It is a Melusis Sunday. The Fan in New York, Rami Levy across the way, other side at the controls. We're rolling right up until Yankees Cardinals baseball this afternoon. Plenty of your calls at 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Hit me up on X at Mark Melusis. And hopefully out there, everyone out is having a wonderful Labor Day weekend. And a lot to get into. And, there's football right on the horizon. We'll get into a little Jets. We'll get into a little Giants as the morning rolls along. But let's kick it off with a little bit of baseball because we're sitting here on this Sunday morning, September the 1st. And, you know, the opportunity for both teams here, even though different in terms of the expectations, the opportunity is right there for both of them. And that's what's got to make you excited for both fan bases. If you're a Met fan or if you're a Yankee fan, the Mets are doing what they exactly need to do. And Jesse Winker, the offensive hero yesterday in Chicago against the, you know, historically bad Chicago White Sox. Manaea continuing to spin the baseball, and he has been utterly brilliant here down the stretch for this Met team, looking for somebody to step up with the injury to Kodai Senga, with the lack of the addition of a big-time starting pitcher at the MLB trade deadline after the Senga calf injury. You know, it's been Manaea who has been that guy for this team. Not taking anything away from what Peterson's been able to accomplish. Severino at times. Peterson's been pretty good as well. A little statistically better than what the eyeballs will lead you to believe. But still, Peterson's been really good. And this lineup, you know, as we've talked about and discussed, you know, time and time again, is going to have to lead the way. Francisco Lindor continuing to push himself into that MVP conversation in the National League, even though I think it's Shohei's race in order to go out there and lose. You like the fact that Alonso is starting to heat up a little bit, because Alonso facing a big contract, obviously looking for a big contract following this season with his new agent and being Scott Boras, and everything that we have discussed about Polar Bear and pizza future here with the New York Mets. But if you're a Met fan, you wake up on this Sunday morning and you think to yourself, as you have your cup of coffee, maybe a little bagel, maybe some bacon and eggs, whatever it might be you're eating this morning, maybe you're eating a little healthier and having a little avocado toast, whatever it might be on this Sunday morning, if you're a Met fan, you should smile. Enjoy it. And the opportunity, as you sit a couple games behind the Atlanta Braves for that third and final wild card spot in the National League, is all right there in front of you. An opportunity for the Mets to go out there and turn the tide this year. An opportunity to do to the Braves, even though they've been ravaged by injury, and this is not your, you know, it's not one star after another, the prototypical Brave team when we've looked at it, but they've been able to plug up some of those holes with some of the moves that they've been able to make or in and around the MLB trade deadline, but still, injuries are injuries, right? And talent is talent. But that's neither here nor there. For the Mets, they're going to give you a September. They've given you a season. They've gotten you through, you know, June and July and August. Football is right around the corner. At times when you look at the Mets, especially a season ago when Met fans turned their attention to whatever football team they rooted for, you know, earlier than this, but, you know, we're focused in on fantasy drafts, focused in on the Jets season, the Giants season, focused in on, you know, maybe you're a Dallas Cowboy fan and a New York Met fan, whatever it might be a year ago, right? As that season was an unmitigated disaster and, you know, and Carlos Mendoza Stearns ushered in a new era of New York Met baseball. And, you know, we saw the trades last year at the MLB trade deadline. But still, you know, a Met year last year that couldn't have gone so horribly bad. Now you have a season this year that started horrifically bad. This team was sitting there 11 games under the 500 mark in late May. And now they're two games back of the final wild card spot in the National League. And it happens to be that team. That team that is the Atlanta Braves. That team that has the winning culture. That team that loves to beat you. That team that whenever, you know, the chips are down, it seems like they find a way to supersede the New York Mets. Go back a couple of years ago in that sweep down in Atlanta. I mean, everything that you look at, it seems to be that team, and that's the one that you are chasing if you're the New York Mets. And the Met fan this morning wakes up and, you know, you've got something to play for. They've given you this team based on their play, and it's not a matter of debate about this morning. It's, you know, timing's everything. This is no longer a debate about what the Mets are going to do in the offseason, what's the future of Pete Alonso, what's the future of Juan Soto, will he be with the Yankees, what's the offer that's going to be from Steve Cohen, what are the Mets going to do to address their starting rotation, all these things. Like, what's the future of Jeff McNeil, all of these things that you get into that kind of takes you away from the focus of the micro when you focus in on the macro. When you focus in on the micro, the Mets are going to play meaningful games here in the month of September. I mean, there's not much to break down when you look at, you know, the dreadful Chicago White Sox, and they are a horrific baseball team. And I don't care how it looks against the Chicago White Sox. All you have to do, I said on Friday night when I was doing the, you know, Sports Nation Nightly with Figgy, here's the deal. The Mets have got to go out there and sweep Chicago. There's really no excuses. And they're one victory away from sweeping the Chicago White Sox. That's what it needs to be. And now the expectations when you get there, who knows? As baseball fans like to say nowadays, it's a roll of the dice when you get there and, you know, you're leaning in on Lady Luck and maybe the baseball gods are going to be smiling upon you, whatever it might be. I mean, I like to, you know, laugh at that aspect of it. I think there's a little bit more to it. I don't think it's as nuanced as that. I really don't. I think it's you build your team to be successful for the regular season. And you put together a squad that you hope to be able to blossom in the month of October. Are the Mets that team? A little short. But if they get there, they've accomplished exactly what they wanted to accomplish this year. And then whatever they do in the MLB playoffs in the National League, you're going to take it. But that's what should put a smile on your face if you're a Met fan right now. The fact that this team was able to bounce back after a disastrous loss in Arizona in the middle game of that series with that unbelievable Thursday afternoon win. They were able to bounce back after that Sunday loss out in San Diego with that great victory in Arizona, you know, to start off that series. The culture that is being set by Carlos Mendoza for this Met team. That's why you have Alonso the other day, you know, after that 8-3 victory over Arizona, talking about how much he has enjoyed this season. Now, Pete has not had your prototypical season, but wouldn't it be something if Alonso, who's starting to heat up a little bit, gets going and puts on a tremendous run here in the month of September? Wouldn't that fan the flames for him individually to kind of get the contract he's looking for, whether it be with the Mets or somebody else after this season, but also help this organization that up until, you know, this year, he has really been the face and the most popular Met to drive this team into the playoffs in the National League and to overcome the dreaded, hated Atlanta Braves. That's what's on the table for the Mets. As far as the Yankees are concerned, well, you've gotten through it all. You know, the Yankee fan went through the entire offseason where the additions of Verdugo at the behest of Aaron Judge, the trade for Juan Soto, the signing of Marcus Stroman, the additions that the Yankees made to go, quote unquote, all in on the 2024 season. With the uncertainty of Juan Soto as he gets set to hit free agency on November 2nd, with the opportunity here for the Yankees to take advantage of a contract year of the uber-talented and skilled Juan Soto, the Yankees were looking to try and win a World Series this year for the first time since 2009, and that is in front of them as well. You got through the November months, the December, January, into spring training, dealt with the injury of Gerrit Cole, the brilliance of Luis Gil early, you know, the up and down helter-skelter nation when you look at helter-skelter aspect when you look at this Yankee starting rotation off to an unbelievable start, got hit by some injuries, a little downturn of performances. They're starting to turn the tide a little bit now and pitching a lot better as of late, despite the loss yesterday to the St. Louis Cardinals and got an opportunity to win a series here. They sit, you know, a game and a half up on the Baltimore Orioles in the American League East. They have an opportunity to go out there and accomplish goal number one. Goal number one is to, you know, to win the division. Set yourself up for success in October. Try and get through the American League. Finally, hopefully, go out there and beat the Houston Astros if you face them in a playoff series come October. Get to the Fall Classic and potentially win it. Make no mistake about it. I mean, that's the only way that you would define success this year for the Yankees. Even though they're going to be uber successful business-wise, even though they're packing the ballpark in the Bronx, and you know Judge has had this historically great season offensively, throw in the brilliance of Juan Soto. We've talked about the ineptitude at times of this lineup outside of Judge and Soto. We've talked about the issues with Clay Holmes. We've talked about the issues back into the bullpen. We've talked about the starting rotation. I've emphasized the importance of Gerrit Cole. People have talked about the concern that you have with Aaron Boone. But still, with all of that, you wake up on this Sunday morning, if you're a Yankee fan, you say, ah, it's good that fall is in the air. We are closing out summer on this Labor Day weekend, and the Yankees are almost there to when it matters the most. Not a June series, not a July series, not an August series, none of that. When it matters the most, down the stretch of the regular season and into the playoffs you go. And everything, to quote the great Aaron Boone, everything is in front of the Yankees. It's all in front of us. Now, is this team good enough to accomplish their goal? That's the million-dollar question as Rizzo gets set to rejoin the team today. That means I don't have to hear, or I don't have to talk about, or I don't have to read about, or I don't have to see hot takes anymore about DJ LeMahieu and his impact on this team. And what the Yankees should or should not do with DJ LeMahieu. Listen, LeMahieu's been a guy that, when he first came here, he had little to no expectations when he initially signed that two-year contract, right? And was a top-five MVP candidate in the American League. The Yankees gave him that six-year, $90 million contract when he hit free agency after he was brilliant his first 2 years with the Yankees. Came here with no job, accomplished and achieved everything he did by performance and hard work. And unfortunately for LeMahieu, that guy is long gone. But with the return of Rizzo, who is not not prime Anthony Rizzo. This is not Chicago White Sox. This is not when he, first joined this Yankee team and he combined to hit 32 home runs that season. I mean, that guy is long gone. But he's an option. He's an option. And what that means for LeMahieu is limited playing time moving forward, even though the Yankees had hoped and wished and almost willed him to try and get his season going. Get him going once again. But the deal of the machine and his impact and what LeMahieu has been, for the Yankees, I would say maybe not the majority, but initially for the first 2-3 years of his Yankee career, well, that DJ LeMahieu was long gone. And with the return of Rizzo after a rehab stint in Somerset, well, that means DJ LeMahieu is going to get less reps moving forward. So LeMahieu becomes less of a talking point. But for the Yankees here, make no bones about it. I don't care how exactly, if this season ends in failure, if they don't win a World Series this year, how they'll rationalize it out after the season. You put together this team for this time of the year. Not for spring training, not for April, not for May, not for June, July, August, not for the All-Star break, not for right around Independence Day. No, not just for this weekend, Labor Day weekend. You put it down for this stretch. And for them, they can accomplish their goal. Goal number one, win the division. Goal number two, win a World Series. For the Mets, their goal was stated clear as day before the start of the season. We expect to compete for a playoff spot and be a playoff team in 2024. Well, that's in front of them too. Both in entirely different situations, both with different expectations coming into the season. Yankees is basically championship or bust. The Mets was to be a playoff team this year. But as baseball continues to be a massive talking point in this city, even though football's popularity, and you could talk about the National Football League, but this still is, at its core, a baseball town. For the baseball fans in this city, we've hit September 1st, and both teams are alive. One to a different level than the other, but they're going to be playing meaningful baseball down the stretch. And hopefully, both teams are able to get to the postseason. The Yankees will. We'll see if the Mets can accomplish that. And it would be something, with the cherry on the top, would be the fact that they were able to run down the Atlanta Braves and beat them out for the third and final wildcard spot in the National League. That opportunity is there. Maybe you wouldn't have thought about it in late May. But you know what? We're in September. It's the 1st of September on this Sunday, and that opportunity is right in front of them. 9:17 in the AM. Melusis with you. 888-808-1019. That is your number to call. We'll get into a little bit of baseball to get us going. Met fans, Yankee fans, we've hit September 1st. Want to get your thoughts on the month and the potential for what both teams will do come October, because that, as Aaron Boone likes to say, is all in front of us. It's a Melusis Sunday right here, the Fan in New York.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.